You're holding Daf Mem Zayin Numer Aleph. The Gemara starts off Tana Rabbanan. Went like this: Kiv Seyat Seres Ein Mekachin Es Alechem Ela B'Shchita. That on Shavuos you have to bring the Shnei Kvosim with Sashlomim. They're Mekadosh Alechem. How are they Mekadosh to Shtei Alechem? Only B'Shach Shchita. So the Brice explains Ketzad. How's the case? Shochton L'Shmon. Let's say you shech the Shnei Kvosim Lishmon, Lishay Mitzvah, Kisnei Atzeres, and also the Zorak Domin Lishmon, and then also you make this Rikas Adam of the Korban Lishmon, Lishay Kisnei Atzeres, is Kiddush Alechem. That's the best way, that's the Mitzvah Lechatchilo, the way you Mekadish Alechem. And then Rashi says, means it's Mutabachilo, then the Kahanim are allowed to eat the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. What's going to be Shochton Shle Lishmon? That's how the Shchita was done, not Lishay Kisnei Atzeres. And then also the Zorak Domin Shleil Lishmon, the also made this week as Adam Shleil Lishmon. So Locher is Loi Kiddush Alechem. The Lechem is not Kaddish. So Rashi says, the Mitzvah says, V'loi Tofes Pidyoinoi, B'Kdushas Te Alechem, Ela B'Kdushas Shah Kedushas Alishcha. Or the way the Shita is Gor, Shah Trumas Alishcha, the Kitzah, the Lechem, does not have its Kedusha. Therefore, Abad, it's not Mutav Achila. Since the Shchita and the Zrika was done Shleil Lishmon. What's going to be though, Shochton Lishmon? Let's say they made the Shchit on the Shnei Kvosim Lishmon Lishtem Kisvei Atzeres. But Vizorak, Dom on Shle Lishmon, Pishtafta Zrika, that was done Shle Lishmon. So what's going to be the Lochom? So Lochom is it says in his Braisa that Halechem Kodush Vienna Kodush Divu Rebbe. That the Lechem has a little bit Kedusha, but not a complete amount of Kedusha. The Maisa, there was a Shchit to Don Lishmon, so that was Mekadosh the Lechem. Just not completely, therefore it's called Kodesh V'Ena Kodesh. The Gemara will soon explain what exactly this means. We have Lezer Reb Shimon Eimer, L'yoylem Eina Kodesh, Ad Sheyishchat Lishmon, V'yizvach Domo Lishmon. Lezer Reb Shimon holds no, you need both to be Mekadesh Hashtei Alechem. And if you made just the Shchita Lishmon, but not the Zrika Lishmon, there's no Kedusha on the Shtei Alechem. Talmud Gemara says, my time with Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reasoning that he holds? The Bishar Shchita, the Shchita alone is Mekadosh Shtei Alechem. You see the Pasuk says, V'sa'ayil Iyasa Zevach Shlomim Lashem Asal HaMatzis. They're learning it out just by the Shlomim that a Nozir brings. That the Torah says the Shlomim is what's Mekadosh Asal HaMatzis. A Nozir has to bring two Matzis. So what's Mekadosh Shtei Shlomim? And it says what Zevach Shlomim. Mashma, the Shchita of the Shlomim is what's Mekadosh Asal HaMatzis. The same thing here by the Shtei Alechem, it's the Shchit of the Kivsi Yatzeretz, that's Mekadosh Shtei Alechem. So when the Lameim, you want to tell me the Shchit of Mekadosh, that the Shchit is Mekadosh it. So this is the Svara of Rebbe. Now of Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shimon, what does he say? He owes the Pasuk says, Yaseh. So the Pasuk means, as it says, V'esayil Yaseh. So it means, Ashi Yaseh Kol Asi Yosef. Until you do all the Yaseyis, you have to do the Shchit and the Zrika, then you have a Kedusha on the Salah Matzis. So the same thing, the Kivsi Atzeres, after you make the Shchit and the Zrika, then you first have the Kedusha on the Shtei Halechem. For the more of Rebbe Nami Yaksiv Yaseh, the Pasuk also says Yaseh, so why does it say just Zevach? What about the word Yaseh? So Rebbe holds like this, Yaksiv Zevach Yaseh, the Pasuk would have said Zevach Yaseh, it means like you're saying that it's only Chal the Kedusha after you make the whole Korban, you have to make the Zrik also. But Hashtag the Ksiv Yaseh Zevach, so you say Pshan the Pasuk is, Brahma Yaseh, how are you supposed to make this Korban? What Asiya puts the Kedusha onto the Lechem? So I tell you it's Pesvicha, the Shchita, that's what puts the Kedusha onto the Lechem. Now the Gemara asks the question, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Ayak Ksiv Zevach, now according to you, it just should have said the word Yaseh. All the Yaseyis, I the Pasuk says the word Zevach, the Churitz Mash, was something special about the Shchita. So Mor says, yes, Umi Boyle Likre Rebbe Yechanan. The Yom Rebbe Yechanan, Hakul Moidim, Shetzorach Shie Lechem, Bishash Shchita. Everybody holds agrees, you have to have Lechem, Bishash Shchita. The Rashi says, Afil Reb Leza, the Yom Azurika Ika, but Moidim, Shetzorach Shie Lechem, Bishash Shchita. That Avad the Lechem has to be around Bishash Shchita. Let's say after the Shchita, before you made the Zrika, that's when it first brought the Lechem. So that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. No, it's not Chal the Kedusha. Even though the Iker is the Zrika, but Avada, the Lechem has to be around B'Shach Shchita. So therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that's the pasuk of Yaseh Zevach means, or you need all the Yaseis, you need the Zerika, but who Adin, the Lechem has to be the Rosa B'Shas HaZericha. Now the Gemara explains the Braisa. My Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh. What does it mean to say that it's Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh? That according to Rabbi, we made the Shechita Lishmon, just as Rika was done, Shalei Lishmon, so says Lachan, the Lechem is Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh. What does that mean to say? True, Rabbi holds to Shechita is what's Mekadeshit. So you saw what went wrong now, B'Shas you made this Rika, Shalei Lishmon. So Abayi says, Kodesh V'Yena Goma. Means it's Kodesh. True, the Shechita gave it its Kedusha, but it didn't finish its Kedusha, V'Yena Gomer. And again, we'll soon see what that means. Rav Omer, Rav says, Kodesh V'Yena Niter. Rashi says, means L'Kahanim, that it's not Hutta for the Kahanim, Titish Te'alechem. So Mer says, my B'nayu, what's the difference between what Abayi said, that it's Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh, and what Rav says, that it's Eina Kodesh means, that it's not Niter L'Kahanim to eat? So Mer says, Ikibinayu, L'Mitfas Pidyonai, Naf Kamina is, could you be Pederit? So like Rashi speaks out that the question, my B'nayu is, that Avada Korin Tabaya, since it's not Gomer, it's Kedusha, Avada is not Nitter either, Avada the Kahanim cannot eat it. So Korin Tabaya, Abaya Vrova, the Kahanim cannot eat, Ishtel Lechem, so my Naf Kamina, whether it's called Kodush, Vienna Kodush, that it means Vienna Gomer, or it means it's Vienna Nitter. So now the Gemara says, the Kibinayu, Le Mitfas Pidyane. Let's say now the Shtel Lechem, you want to be Pederit. What type of Kedusha goes on the money that you're taking off now for a pigeon of the Shtel Lechem? La Abaya, according to Abaya, Le Tafes Pidyane. It does not have a Kedusha Shtel Lechem on it. It's just on as Kedusha on the Shtel, on the money. The Rashi says, Rimrotza Mishana Mois, Le Shaka Bonasibur. If you want to, with this money, you can buy any carbon seber you want. So the Rabbi says it's Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh means it's not Chal the complete Kedushas Shtel Lechem on it. So therefore when you pay the writ the money, you can do it and buy any carbon seed you want with the money. But L'Rava Tafes Pidyonai. But according to Rava, no, it's like a Chal. He holds his Kodesh Gomer, so therefore it's Tafes Pidyonai. And it's like a V'Yotza L'Chulin. The only thing is, Eina Kodesh just means there's no Heter for the Karam Tidit. The Kedusha is called the Kedusha of a Shtel Lechem on it, and therefore it could be Poderit, and it's Yos Lechulun, and the money has the Kedusha's Shtel Lechem on it. So Mora says, Bishleim and the Rav, it's good according to Rav, Ahayno Diiko, Bein Rebbe, the Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. That's why the difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, that according to Rebbe it's called Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh, which means that the Kedusha is Nigmar and it's Tafas Pidyonai. According to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, that he holds no. The Kedusha is only Chal completely with the Zerika. So the Zerika was done Shalei Lishmon, it's like a not Chal the Kedusha on it, it's not Tafas Pidyonai. So therefore it's good, there's a difference between the way Rabbi learns and the Blessed Rabbi Shimon. Elul Abaya, according to Abaya, that he says, even according to Rabbi, that it's the Shechit that makes the Kedusha. But since the Zerika was done Shalei Lishmon, it's still Kodesh V'Yena Kodesh, which means it's not Gomer the Kedusha, that you cannot be Tafas Pidyonai. It is so Ma'ika ben Rebbe the Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. What should be the difference? According to Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, also it's the same thing. That the Shasta Shechita Avad is some Kedusha Schal, it's just not Kodesh completely, so it's not Tafas Pidyonai. So there's no difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. Samara says yes. Now the difference would be, we have Sumer B'Yaitzai. Does it have the Kedusha on it, that I should have a Psu Yaitzei? According to Rebbe, it's like a Chalak Kedusha on the Shtel Lechem. Even though the Kedusha is not Gomar, and you cannot be Tafas Pidyonai, but our Koponim, if you take the Lechem outside the base of Migdish, there'll be a Psu of Yaitzei on it. Mashenka, according to the Blessed Rebbe Shimon, the Pshat is the Kedusha is not Chal at all on it yet. And therefore, if you take it outside, there'll be no Psu Yaitzei. But Rashi said that according to Rebbe, it's Chal already Yipsul Kedushas, it's Chal Kedushas Aguf on it, therefore there'll be Yipsul Yaitzei. And therefore will not be kosher if you shecht the Kvasim on it anymore. Or even if you shecht other Kvasim on it. Mashek, and according to Rebbe Lezer, it's Le Mifsul Yaitzei, Rashi says, Shula Yorda Lo Kedushas Aguf, El Kedushas Domin. Since you did not make this Rika Lishmo, there's no Kedushas Aguf Chal, it's only Kedushas Domin. And therefore, it has no psul yoytze. So that'll be enough kumina. Now the Gemara Taka says, "Boyi minei Rab Shmuel bar Rab Yitzchak bar Rab Chiya bar Abba." He asked the Mishal like this: Kivsi Yatzeres, the two kvasim that are brought on Shavuos, Sheshochton Lishmon, Femei Deshchit Atak Lishmon Lashem Kivsi Yatzeres, Vezorak Domen Shle Lishmon, but then they made this Rikas Adam Shle Lishmon. So Oysa HaLechem Ma'al Bachila. They asked the Shiloh, this Lechem, not the Shtei HaLechem, that the Shchit was done Lishmon, but the Zrika was done Shle Lishmon, can you eat, could the Hakanim eat the Shtei HaLechem or not? So Mora says, what's Yishal? Aliba the man who he is according to. I aliba the Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, who ama Zeriki the Mekacho. So Pshiti can't eat it yet. According to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, what gives it its Kedusha means what's matter with Bachilo, about it's the Zerika. So since here the Zerika was done, Shalom Lishmon, so Pshiti can't eat it. And I aliba the Rebbe, if you want to say the Shalom was according to Rebbe Shita, that Rebbe holds Mikir Adin, the Shchita is what's Mekadashit. But still, we had before already that Bein Abaye, Bein Rova is Kodesh V'yena Nitru. That both Abaye and Rova both hold that even though it has a Mikzas Kedusha, that Koponim Shit is not Chal Dehet of Yachilo. So for sure, you cannot eat the Lechem, so what's Yishailo? So where it says, Elu rather, my Shailo was, Aliba Daitana, here's the Shailo according to this Tana. Titoni Avuot Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, that Avuot Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba learned like this, that Shtei HaLechem Shiyotzu, Bein Shchitel is Rikom. What's going to be the Shtei HaLechem that went out Sheyotzu Bein Shchitel is Rikom? After you made the Shchita on the Shnei Kvosim, now somebody took the Shtei HaLechem outside the Beis HaMikdash before you made this Rikom. V'zorak Adomim Shel Kvosim Chutz Lizmanon, and then B'Shas they made this Rikom. They had a mind the Machshavas Pigul, they had a mind to make this Rikom and ask teeth from the Bosa. Tomorrow, Chutz Lizmanon, so it's Chal Pigul upon the Bosa, upon the Korban. The Shai Liz is Chal Pigul upon the Shtei HaLechem or not. So Reb Lezer Weimer, Ein B'Lechem Ishim Pigul. No, since the Lechem was outside, it was a Psu Yaitze Chal upon the Lechem, therefore Pigul is not Chal upon the Lechem. But Reb Kiv Weimer, no, Yesh B'Lechem Ishim Pigul, that this Rikul Amais helps, that it's Chal Nisse Pigul upon the Lechem. So it could be the Havamina is, that there's no Issa Pigul, the Pshat is that the Zerika has nothing to do at all with the Shtei HaLechem. What's matter it is the Shchita, that's all. So if the Shchita alone is matter, it may be Mutter Bachilur also. So that was the Shal according to this Mandioma that says, Pigul is not Chal upon the Shtei HaLechem. In other words, that once you made the Shchita, that's what's matter the Shtei HaLechem. Not the Zerika, the Zerika will not be Milo, Murid upon the Shtei HaLechem. So Mora says no. Omar Rav Sheshis. Hani Tanoi Krebi Svirlu. It could be both of these Tanoim hold like Rebbe that really the Shchit is Mekadesh Shtei HaLechem. The Yamri Shchit to Mekadesh. So what's the Machlokes then if it's Chal Pigul or not upon the Bos, upon the Lechem? Mi Reb Lezla Taima Di Yomar Ein Zerika Mi Elis Liyotze. The Pshat is that it's Chal Kedusha Saguf on the Lechem. So therefore we take the Lechem outside it's like a Chal Apsul Yotze. So now the Shailer is, does a Zerika help at all on a Psu Yaitse? If Rabbi Kiva the time A, Rabbi Kiva goes according to his time, the Yom that he says, yes, Zerika is Me'elis Liyaitse. That's the Machlokes over here. Rabbi Lez holds, Ein Zerika is not Me'elis Liyaitse. That's why it's not Chal Pigul over here, because there's a Psu Yaitse. But otherwise, it could be about that the Zerika does help still for the Lechem, because the Zerika is Mata the Lechem. So you saw if the Zerika is still Mata the Lechem, why isn't it Chal Pigul? That's the loch, because since it's chal already psu yaitzei on the Shtei HaLechem, Zerika does not help on a psu yaitzei. And if Kiva holds no, the Yama Zerika is my only yaitzei. It's none we learned.